We are joined in studio by Linda Green, and she is from Impact with Hope. Also along with her is Lydia Martin, and they are here to talk about tornado relief. Of course, if you've been watching the news, you know down south, a number of very severe tornadoes whipped through. 23 people killed. At least the last count that I saw, that number could go up. And so Impact of Hope jumping into action as they always do when there's needs. So welcome. You can just grab those mics right up. Get it right up by your... Okay. There you go. So we can hear. All right. So Linda, first of all, tell folks about Impact for Hope, a little bit about the history and the work that you guys do.
Well, Impact with Hope is always responding to disasters, whether they be local, national, international. And we get supplies right into the hands of the people. You don't like tarps. We're doing tarps. We're doing the Bucket Brigade. So you can go online to www.impactwithhope and find out the list for the Bucket Brigade. I know that there's a lot of huge devastation, but I have to tell you that there's also people who have been devastated that need the supplies that we're going to be sending.
Mm-hmm.
And we're Absolutely. Trying to send out a shipment actually tomorrow, if we can, yeah. And I have a new person here, Lydia Martin. She's our new Vice President of Logistics and Operation.
But grab that. You got to pull that mic right up by your mouth there, Lydia. Hi.
So happy to be here today.
And her dad flew all the way in from Bulgaria to pray with us, and we're opening up an office in Bulgaria, too. So I'm kind of excited.
Oh, very
exciting.
Cool.
Exciting. Very excited.
Tell us more about that. What's inspired that? And what's
actually, Pastor Pavel has been around for a long time. You know, he's around when they were beating up people in the former Soviet Union and stuff like that. But he's been a partner with us forever, and we just he got voted on our board, and we knew that we needed to help because there's a lot of immigrants in that area that really need food, and we do a lot of food relief with Man and Meals That Matter. A lot. In fact, we have a PAC event coming up very soon.
Well, I know Lydia was sharing. She moved here from Alaska, and she's freezing.
Yes, I did, and I am freezing this morning.
It's like, she's like, I want to go back to Alaska where it's warm.
There's been many days where it's been warmer there, yes.
Obviously, with the tornadoes, the most immediate need that we have right now, the tornadoes and the devastation that we saw there, just, and I was watching the
that
news last
incredible.
Night.
That was incredible. I could not believe how
I mean,
many
homes just,
people.
All there is a slab left.
Right, but
I mean,
there's people around
left.
That area that still need supplies.
Yeah.
Every time we send supplies down, they'll say, well, we don't need them here, but we need them over here. And then you have those local groups that are reaching out to families that need supplies because they get depleted almost immediately.
Right.
And, you know, the banks don't necessarily open up. It's just a mess. And we need to have so many prayers because, you know, the Christian community is under such attack right now that we need to pray for these people that get affected.
Is there anything unique about this situation in Georgia, Alabama compared to others?
I just look at it as what a strike of devastation. And that's what I found really unique about it, and that it took out so many people's lives. Because usually we don't have that happen with the tornadoes.
Yeah, they said last year there was only 10 deaths all year, and with this storm there were 23.
So that gives you an indication of what could be happening in 2019, and we're just a few months in.
Yeah, so last year was a busy year.
It was very busy. We did, I think, 145 shipments, and those went everywhere.
So what challenges did that cause you last year with those extra
disasters? Challenges is called logistics. You have to have people. We have such great volunteers. They come in, and they sort the supplies, then they have to wrap them. And then we have to put them on pallets, and then we have to find funding for shipping them, and then we have to get them down to the areas. So, in fact, we had one of the channels that went down with us, her name was Emma, to show where we did supplies in Florida. But this is a big mess right now, and my heart goes out.
Yeah, and this type of disaster, you can't plan as much for it. Like, you know, hurricane, you know, a hurricane's coming, you can kind of prepare, but this storm,
yes,
no one expected it to be this bad.
Came and hit, you're right, nobody expected it to be that bad. So food is a big issue. Anything with the Bucket Brigade's a big issue because you do have places down there, you know, where they have to make meals and sending out other supplies. I'll be talking to a couple local organizations to see, like Sodder, they always help with different kinds of furniture and stuff.
And so, there's not many areas that have an organization like you, Impact with Hope.
No, not really. So there is a lot of different organizations, but we're pretty spot on. I know that we've touched off and on with Samaritan's Purse. They'll be down there right away, and we touch off and on with them. And then the local churches, I always beg them, please, 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 you know, get on the ball and start helping. And they usually do. A lot of times they just funnel stuff through us. So that's exciting.
So what kind of things are you in need of? And more importantly, what kind of things are you not in need of?
Well, we don't want any glass. We do not want any used clothing. That is not where we're going, okay? We are in need of the Bucket Brigade, so you're going to have stuff where they want. Don't forget the animals. I'm an animal lover, and we've been tracking that, you know, sending down a lot of animal supplies. But the Bucket Brigade, you have baby care items, which is going to be a big issue. We're going to need tarps for sure. I know that. For some of the places that got hit and they still, you know, have their foundations and stuff like that. So I would go on and see, and cleaning supplies are a big idea, even though you are going to look and say, well, there's nothing there, but there is stuff around where people got hit by the fringes of the terrible tornadoes.
So you, people can go online to the website and see
yes,
the kinds of donations
you
need. Yes,
and you can make a cash donation there if it is all possible.
And I know you're raising money. The big part is shipping costs.
Oh, yeah, that costs money. And also, if you want to ever do Man and Meals That Matter, go onto that website, manandmealsthatmatter.org, and you're going to find out how local churches have been raising funds for 30 cents a meal. And we pack either macaroni and cheese, or we'll do oatmeal, and then we, of course, do the rice pilaf. And all those have the essential vitamins in them right away, and then the people like to eat them. We have tested them all over the community here, and they're always begging for them. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, if someone can't be involved with this particular storm, there most likely will be some more in the future.
Oh, there will be.
What,
I'm positive.
What can people do to prepare for those next ones to
just
help
start
you
collecting stuff that you can put in a bucket or bring it to us, and we'll pack it in a bucket. Just collect, because you know somebody's going to get hurt and they need the supplies. And we're pretty well organized on the Bucket Brigade, and the community's pretty well organized on that. We have an awesome community here. They respond. Period. They just respond.
Yeah.
So, and now with another person helping me out, maybe we can get more done.
And is it just weather disasters that you help out with, or are there any other things that you?
Oh yeah. Well, when families if their houses burn down, we try to help out with that when we get calls, and we send out medical teams, or we work together with medical teams. We've had medical teams from different churches and organizations, and they'll come to us and say, "Do you have any medical supplies?" So we help out with that. So we're pretty busy.
Yes, to say the least.
Yeah. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. We're so blessed to have you guys call us in.
And we're blessed and proud of the organization that we have right here in Northwest Ohio.
Yeah, and I'm excited. He was telling me you guys have been, you're the longest running station of your sort.
Yeah, this type of format.
Yeah. I mean, it's a miracle.
I am awesomely
going to keep praying for you guys, because that's without these outreaches, how is anybody going to hear about the Lord? How are they going to hear about it if we don't have
especially
these outreaches?
Yeah. Appreciate that. Thank you.
And hear about opportunities like this that we can put our faith into action.
Yes.
And live out
that
faith.
I like that word, put our faith into action.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's fantastic.
It's Impact with Hope. So once again, give folks the website where they can go.
www.impactwithhope.org.
Excellent. You can go on there, find all the information. Yeah. You can make donations, see what's needed.
Or you can call, too, 419-878-8548.
Excellent. Hey, Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's great. We appreciate all the hard work that you do. Lydia, it was nice to meet you.
Nice
welcome aboard.
You.
I'm sure you're going
to
see more of her face.
Thank you.
Eventually,
thank you very much.
Eventually, you're going to say, it's hotter here than in Alaska.
I hope so.
Yeah, she's ready for that. Yeah, we're all ready to say that.
Okay. Well, God bless you all.
You, too.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you.